Right now, let's say good morning to KFI's House Whisperer, Dean Sharp. Dean, you can follow on social media, of course, at Home with Dean. You can hear Dean tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 on KFI, Sunday morning from 9 to 11. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
I owe you an apology. Before we even begin, I forgot to text you on Monday, your birthday.
Oh, well, that's fine.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. Just, you know.
COVID.
It was a COVID birthday. It was a COVID birthday. Yeah. It was fine.
Exactly. It's fine. All right. So now let's talk one thing really fast that I didn't plan on talking to you about when it comes to roofs this morning is roofs in wildfire season, because we've got to talk about now the fires this morning. And I know you've given some incredible insight about vents and stuff that you can put in when you're thinking about putting your house together. But when it comes to roofs, is there a specific roof that fights back against wildfires better than others?
No, not really. There is a specific kind of roof that doesn't do well in wildfires, and those have not been legal in California for years and years now, and that's a wood shake roof.
Got it.
Just, you know, one made out of wood. You can still find them around, but they've been grandfathered in. They've been meticulously maintained. And so, you know, it's not that the state has required you, if you had a wood shake roof, that you have to immediately strip it off and get a new roof. It's just that when the time comes, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the rule of thumb is if you have to perform, if you have to repair more than 10% of the surface area of that roof, then it has to be replaced entirely. So that's the thing. So owners that still have them in their beautiful roofs.
They are so pretty, yes.
Owners that still have them have to maintain them meticulously. Like if a shingle goes bad, they got to get up there and replace that shingle ASAP, because if they find themselves in a situation where they're replacing a large group of shingles, then they're pushing up real close against the risk of having to tear it all off.
All right.
However, Jen, in the last handful of years, there have been some companies that have, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk about this weekend, and you didn't even know this, that a handful of material companies that have now come up with resin simulated shake roof shingles that are fire rated and fireproof. So we are, the shake roof look is back for those who want it. They, when you actually touch them, you're like, oh, these kind of feel like plastic or fiberglass, but they don't look like plastic or fiberglass when you're 2 feet away or further. They look like the real deal, and they roof like the real deal. And so they can be put together in those cute wavy patterns, what we call the sea wave patterns. They can be put in, together in the lumpy rolling pad. I mean, they function just like a regular shake shingle.
And I think a lot of people probably miss that. I loved that roof. I thought that roof was so cool, and it always gave a house kind of a homey feel to it when you drove by. And so I love that it's coming back, but in a, you know, just updated kind of way.
Yeah. I always say this in the building industry. I missed it too, because as a custom builder, that's one of the things that we would turn to for a stylistic look. And, you know, concrete and asphalt shingles, they tried, but they just could not simulate it. And so, but I always say, just be patient. It's going to come back around. Yeah. Technology is going to catch up to it. We're going to figure out a way to do this so that's acceptable. And just about in every category of building material, we figure out a way to do it better.
Okay, so let's jump off on that point now. Architecturally speaking, when it comes to the roof, how important is that to the house?
Oh my gosh, it is hugely important. If there's one thing that I could encourage homeowners who are in the situation of considering getting a new roof or needing a new roof to think about very, very seriously, it's that, you know, most of the time people view their roof as a utilitarian afterthought. It's like, well, it's up there, you know, yeah, you can see it from the street. No. The average homeowner, the average home, especially here in Southern California, where so many homes are single-story homes, the average home, 40% of the view of that house from the street, whether you consciously realize it or not, is the roof and the roof line. The roof is incredibly important. So people ask me, like, they're like, well, you know, I mean, it's the thing on the top there, so it can't be that important, right? I said, yeah, your roof is about as important to the look of your house as your hair.
Oh, wow. Change your hair, change your life, change your roof.
You think about, you know, yeah, I mean, your hair up on top of your head, yeah, it's just a small percentage of, of, you know, your overall body.
Nobody
and
really
yet,
notices.
No one notices the hair, right? That's why we spend millions of dollars and countless hours getting our hair done and redone and colored. And so the point being, the roof is really important. It is in many ways the biggest architectural clue as to what kind of house is sitting underneath it, the style of the house. When the roof syncs up with the style of the house and really starts to tell that story, it's this powerful kind of you know, cherry on the cake, as it were, that that just sort of sets up the entire story of everything that's going on beneath it, architecturally speaking.
Okay, when you are driving around a neighborhood, do you cringe when you see a house that doesn't match up? And can you see that the roof was an afterthought to whomever built the home?
Yeah. In Southern California, I just, usually when I drive around neighborhoods, I just keep my eyes focused on the street. I don't.
Oh, no.
I get so depressed looking over at most houses.
What is it? What
so
is it that's
depressed.
So egregious? Or what are some of the biggest offenders? Is there a theme?
Yeah, I think the theme is, and I know where this comes from. As a designer, I have to talk to myself from the builder side of me because I know where it comes from. People are looking to save money. They, you know, they don't want to break the bank, and they're listening to, instead of designers, they're listening to roofing contractors or general contractors telling them, oh, you should try this, you should try that, and not worrying about the artistic edge of things. And it's not as if, as a designer, I'm going to suggest to you a roof that costs three times as much as the one that you were looking at that fits your budget just fine. It's just usually some details, some little things along the way that make all the difference. For instance, 80% of the roofs in Southern California are asphalt shingle roofs. That's not necessarily a problem, but there are so many options these days when it comes to asphalt shingle roofs because it's a relatively thin roof when you think about it. Asphalt shingles, I mean, the thickest ones are, you know, only about a half an inch, not even quite a full half an inch thick.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of opportunity for depth of material and texture in an asphalt shingle roof, unless the company that makes that roof has really gone out of their way to imply depth with artificial shading in the patterning and those kinds of things. And a lot of the best companies have, and more people need to take advantage of that.
Instead of just going and getting, you know, and no offense to Home Depot, but just going and getting the cheapest thing that you see, buying a box of shingles and heading out the door.
Yeah. And I think if there's one thing architecturally that I constantly keep coming back to, doing consult after consult, client after client, it's the fact that since most roofs are relatively thin these days in material, then we need to find ways of giving our roof more body, a bigger sense of body, of thickness. And here's the thing. It never ceases to amaze people when I say this. But the number one mistake that people make with their roofs and the number one thing that a homeowner right now, can change about your roof. Because, by the way, that's one of the frustrating things. It's like, you know, if I told you, Jen, you know, you got to make some changes to your roof. You're sitting there scratching your, like, my roof. What? I don't make changes to my roof. How would I make a change to my roof?
Right.
It's this. The fascia boards, the board that terminates the roof at the end of the roof, on the edge of the roof.
Yeah.
Most of the fascia boards in Southern California are painted white or some light color, along with white trim on the rest of the house. That is usually a mistake.
Why?
Because the fascia board is an extension of the roof. Okay, now this is a little bit different story when there's Spanish tile involved, but as a general rule, your fascia board should be as dark as the darkest tone in your roof. And if you were simply to repaint the fascia boards on the underside of your roof, that board and the trim boards underneath the eave leading back to the house, and treat it as a separate entity. Think about it. Suddenly, that deep, dark color that corresponds with the roofing material, and this includes the gutter, by the way, that deep, dark color that corresponds with the roofing material, now I look up at your roof, and visually, it's not like you're trying to deceive me. I know it's the fascia board, but visually, since the color is all unified, now your roof is about 6.5 or 7 inches thick.
I see what you mean. It's kind of like... this is a really dumb comparison, but put an eyeliner around your eyes. You've just highlighted
it. Yes.
Got it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Dean.
Exactly.
I know people are going to have so many questions about when is it time to replace the roof. I know we lost one tile, one Spanish tile on our roof, and it costs a fortune to get somebody to come over and repair your roof. They do these like, you know, just the initial visit is $400 or whatever, and I'm thinking it's one freaking tile, but to find that one stupid tile, it seems like impossible, and I know people are going to have questions like that. Like, how do I find the tile? How do I save money on this? How do I do it myself and not have to call somebody? So you've got a lot of questions to answer that maybe I'm throwing out there that people are going to ask you tomorrow.
We're ready. We're ready for it. And by the way, this is going to be a Sunday morning show.
This is Sunday. All right. Sunday, 9 to 11. Tomorrow, 6 to 8. What are you talking about?
That's a good question. Oh, new stuff. It's the beginning of the year, and I've got a whole new list of new things that have come out on the market that homeowners who are thinking about remodeling should at least know about before they commit to their design.
Awesome. Dean, thank you as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen.
All right, see you later. That is KFI's House Whisperer, Dean Sharp. I love that. Just highlight the roof. And how much cheaper is that than getting a whole new roof? Just go paint the boards. Dean, this is why he's good at what he does.